जयो राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी जयो गोपी जाना वाला गिरिवर धारी जया जया गोपी जाना वाला गिरिवर धारी जया यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जयो जयो राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय गोपी जाना वाला गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय जयो राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि बोल ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
सो वी कंटिन्यू रीडिंग Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 20, conversations between Maitreya and Vidura, and today's verses 44 through 46. The verses 44 to 46. You want me to wait? I'm in the screen. So since the first verse has a short purport, we will chant the first verse and then I will continue reading myself. Siddham vidyadharam chaiva. Siddham vidyadharam chaiva. Tirodhani naso srijat. Tirodhani naso srijat. Tibhyo dadatam atmanam. Tibhyo dadatam atmanam. Antardhakyam antardhanyakyam adbhutam. Antardhanakyam adbhutam. Siddham vidyadharam chaiva. Tirodhani naso srijat. Tibhyo dadatam atmanam. Antardhanakyam adbhutam. Please. Thank you. Word meanings Siddhan, the Siddhas, Vidyadharan, Vidyadharas, Cha Eva. And also, Tirodhanena, by the faculty of remaining hidden from vision. Saha, Lord Brahma, Asrijat, created, Tebya, to them. Adadat, gave. Tamatmanam, that form of his. Antardhana akhyam, known as Antardhana. Adbhutam, wonderful. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Then Lord Brahma, by His ability to be hidden from vision, created the Siddhas and Vidyadharas and gave them that wonderful form of His known as the Antardhana. Purport. Antardhana means that these living creatures can be perceived to be present, but they cannot be seen by vision. Text 45, we can chant together. Sakinaran kim purushan pratyatmayachara prabhu. Translation. One day, Brahma, the creator of the living entities, beheld his own reflection in the water, and admiring himself, he evolved Kimpurushas as well as Kinaras out of that reflection. Text 46, together. Te tu tajagri nurupam tyaktam ya parameshti. Translation in purport. The Kimpurushas and Kinaras took possession of that shadowy form left by Brahma. That is why they and their spouses sing his praises by recounting his exploits at every daybreak. Purport. The time early in the morning and one and a half hours before sunrise is called Brahma Muhurta. During this Brahma Muhurta, spiritual activities are recommended. Spiritual activities performed early in the morning have a greater effect than at any other part of the day. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Shnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Chinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girin Yat Kripata Mahamande Shri Gurun Dinataranam. Hare Krishna. Good morning, dear devotees. I'm really shy to speak in front of all the senior devotees. Please bless me so I can say something. Because, you know, when you're in stress, it's hard to speak. The other day I talked to Mother Agatmika, asked her to speak also sometimes. She said, I'm going to go blind. when they start, the same with me, you know, when I speak in front of the senior devotees, sometimes my mind gets blind.
And I cannot speak really. But you know, one devotee told, if you want to learn to give classes, you have to give at least 700 classes, and after 700 classes, it will be easier to do that. So I'm trying to. So don't be afraid to give class. In the beginning, it might be confusing, maybe something, but in time spent, you will be easy, little step by step. It's like sadhana, you know. Even though it's hard in the beginning to start, but later it might be a little bit easier.
So as Pran Govinda said, today we're going to talk about the spiritual practice, sadhana. You know, I just was thinking to use that opportunity to speak about the sadhana in the morning programs. Although this topic is not belong to that sadhana, but Srila Prabhupada decided to comment in such a way that give us the thing, the impetus to do that sadhana. So I thought I have some freedom to speak some about this topic a little bit more widely. And today we're going to talk about the external and internal mood of a sadhana and spiritual practice in general. Because this is actually a very important part of our life, and this is actually our lifestyle should be to do that spiritual practice. It's not an option. It's not another option that we, if we have some time beside our job, we can do that. If we don't have a time and we are too busy with our job, we might not do it. We will be so in that way we will never achieve success in our life. The spiritual practice and sadhana should be our priority in our life, ultimately, because we're all gonna die, and this is all material qualifications that we're trying to increase, and all other things is not as important as spiritual practice and our sadhana. So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami gave the definition of sadhana, bhakti. Because we know Srila Rupa Goswami is our main acharya to follow all these spiritual practices. We all called Rupanugas. So we all Rupanugas. That's why we have to follow his instruction, which he described in his main, our main book, should be our main book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or Srila Prabhupada's translation, Nectar of Devotion. So Srila Rupa Goswami in 1.2.2, he gave the definition of sadhana, and it's also we also can find this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, verse 105. He said, Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana bidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakrityam hridi sadhyata. So this is a definition of sadhana. And most important thing in this verse is sadhya bhava. Or the specific mood why we are doing that sadhana. You know, it is said that morning, if we divide our day, so the morning time is for God. During the day, it's for our job.
And evening time for our relatives, relationship with our relatives. But the morning beginning with the Brahma Muhurta, we should dedicate completely and totally to association with God. That's very important and very powerful method to get connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That we know that sadhana begins with the evening day before. If we want to wake up early in the morning, we have to go to bed early. Like I remember Divyanga Prabhu said that he goes bed to very early, and automatically without alarm clock he wakes up at 3:15. 3:15? Yes. So that's if we go to bed early, automatically we'll be getting, even though physiologically our body get rest the best between 10 p.m. to 2 p.m. 2 a.m. So that 4 hours is the most significant part if we want our body take rest nicely. I mean, it's 1 hour for 2 or 3 hours during the rest of the other day, rest of the hours during the day. So this is important to go to bed early and wake up early. And of course, each sadhana should be, for each sadhana, we should have a goal. So we should not do this mechanically, because you know, some time ago we got a method how to practice, for example, chanting Hare Krishna in the morning. So we just wake up, turn on the autopilot, and take our japa beads, and it's a very pretty simple method. You just use your tone. Hare Krishna. Time it's two hours past. Turn off autopilot. Stop. 16 rounds done. Now we can do all nonsense that we can. So that's important part of a sadhana, because strictly speaking, the mechanical sadhana is not a sadhana at all, not a sadhana, and we will not achieve anything with the mechanical sadhana. In order to get achieve the result of a sadhana, it's very important to have a goal in our life. Why we are doing that? For who? Like. In this verse from Bhaktisamrita Sindhu, we should try to obtain the specific mood, sadhya bhava. Sadhya means goal, bhava, mood. Mood for that goal. So this is very important part of all the all that we do. So, because when we do our sadhana properly, later we will talk about that what kind of external obstacles we can have during our life. But if we do our sadhana properly, then automatically. Our mind will be cleansed, so we can have that proper understanding. So, I mean, in that verse, I forgot to tell you about that verse, which Srila Rupa Goswami said that in the beginning we have to use our material gross senses in order to achieve that spiritual bhava. Let me read it again. I didn't read the translation. About that verse. Again, this verse, Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya, bhava sa sadhana bidha, nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakrityam, prakatyam hridi sadhyata. Translation, when transcendental devotional service
by which love for Krishna is attained is executed by the senses. By the senses, our material senses means. It is called sadhana bhakti, or the regulative discharge of devotional service. Such devotion eternally exists within the heart of every living entity. The awakening of this eternal devotion is a potentiality of devotional service in practice. So that means in the beginning we have to use our material senses, regular senses. But the result, if we're doing it properly, what will be the result? Our sadhya bhava, our spiritual emotions awakened. So this is very important. We start like, also there is another verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about the jihva. Who remember that verse beginning with the tone? Atakshi Krishna namadi nabhaved grahyam indriyah sevon mukhehi jihva dao svayam evas puratyada. So begin, we can start devotional service with our tone. It's just the beginning, but it's very important not to do it like a frog using our tone, but we have to use our tone with the meaning, with the always keep the goal in our mind. So that only that brings us the desired result that we want to achieve. And another thing I want to explain that Patanjali Muni, he explained in his Patanjali Sutras his own definition of sadhana. I remember last time I told devotees that, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, actually in his Bhajan Rahasya, he said that you can achieve perfection in just few days, yes? In few days we can achieve, but we have to consider that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a very special soul, and from his platform, for him it's probably few days will be okay to achieve that perfection. But for us, as far as we are concerned, Patanjali Muni gives more realistic for us how to achieve that goal. The first aspect or first definition, he said, in order to practice sadhana and achieve the desired result of a sadhana, the first should be dirdakala, he explained, Sanskrit word dirdakala, that means it have to be done for a long period of life, for a long period of time. So that means if we want to develop specific, if we want to obtain specific habit, we have to do it for a certain amount of time every day. So if we do it every day, that habit will appear within us automatically. So this, that's why it's important to maintain our sadhana. Wake up early every morning, every day. Do it for a long amount of time, at least for one lifetime we have to do it. Yes, at least one lifetime we have to do it. Don't give up. We have to do it. The second. Also very important and connected to the first one, it should be nirantarya. It means should be uninterrupted, non-stop, every day, regularly. So this is very important part of a sadhana if we want to achieve something desirable. For example, there is a famous Beethoven, you call him the Beethoven? Yeah, better. He said that when I'm not practicing music, he's compositor or was he? Composer. If I'm not practicing one day, I can myself can notice there's something wrong. If I don't practice 2 days, my friends will notice that. If 3 days I'm not doing, everybody else will notice that I'm deviating, I'm doing something wrong. So the same thing in our Krishna consciousness, it should be non-stop, uninterrupted.
If we stop chanting, for example, Hare Krishna one day, we'll already start thinking something wrong in my heart. Two days, or I mean, it might be not 2 days, but maybe 2 weeks. But your friends whom you associate with might notice something wrong with that guy. But if you're not doing for 3 days, or I mean, for somebody for 3 weeks, or I mean, it should be different one. But the meaning is, if you don't do it for a long amount of time, everybody else will understand that this guy. And especially if you sit on Vyasasana and start talking something, they think this guy is something wrong with that guy. So we should not allow him to talk. So this very also second very important aspect of a sadhana. First is the dirdhakala, should be for the long amount of time. Second is the nairantarya, should be uninterrupted, non-stop. And the third one is called satkarya. Satkarya means that you have to approach that sadhana with a specific mood, which is very important that Srila Rupa Goswami explained, sadhya bhava, kind of with the awe and reverence. Every day we have to take our beads and remember for whom I'm going to start this chanting. So we should always be kind of conscious approaching every day to our sadhana. So satkarya means conscientiously approach to that what we are doing. The sadhana. So this is three aspects that Patanjali Muni suggests to all the sadhakas to help achieve their desired goal. What will be the result? Srila Rupa Goswami said, Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakatyam Hridi Sadhyata. In our heart will be awakened this dormant, which is eternally present, Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya, that Bhava, Nitya Siddha Bhava. So it will arise in our heart. Also, if we during our life, we have to see our progress during our life, how to see our progress. Krishna explains in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter 2, verse 42. And he said also similar to that what we are talking about. There's also a very wonderful verse which Srila Prabhupada citing many times during his classes. This is verse, as soon as I read it, you will understand. Bhaktir parishanu bhavo virakti ranyatra chayasha trika ekakala ikala prapadya manasya yatha sanasyus tushti pushti kshudapayo nugasam. So that also means that when we start practicing bhakti, we have to understand that we are moving step by step to our goal. It's very important also to analyze our spiritual practice every day. Analyze step by step from which point we are going to where we are going. So bhakti, parishanu bhavo viraktir. Let me read translation. Devotion. Direct experience of the Supreme Lord and detachment from other things,
These three occur simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the same way that pleasure, nourishment, and relief from hunger come simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person engaged in eating. So, Srila Hridayananda Maharaj, he's a very, very great scholar. He gave a very nice purport citing Srila Jiva Goswami from Bhaktisandarbha. He doesn't say that, but he said Srila Jiva Goswami explained this analogy as follows. So he just making parallel line to that bhakti parishanu bhavo viraktir to this last line which said tushti pushti kshutapayo. So bhakti, when we know when we start practicing bhakti, that's Srila Jiva Goswami explained that it's analogy to tushti. So when we started that practice of bhakti yoga, tushti will come, so all satisfaction to the soul. The soul, actually, within our heart, we can feel the small satisfaction in the beginning. Well, some of us might have a very big satisfaction, but in the beginning, we can feel that when we started practicing this Krishna consciousness, we feel some satisfaction. Satisfaction of our soul. It's like a balm. You put a balm on your head when you have a headache, and you have some satisfaction relief that it will come. Then para isha anubhav means that when we connect it to the para isha. Para Isha means that we're connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Para Isha, Anubhav. We have this feeling towards Supreme Lord. And this is Pushti, analogy to Pushti. Pushti means nourishment. Nourishment. When we connect it to the spiritual Supreme Personality of Godhead, we'll feel nourishment, the same as Krishna explained that it's like foodstuffs. Yeah, when we with each bite we take in, and we feel nourishment. And in the beginning we feel satisfied. As soon as we get up to the plate of prasadam, we feel satisfied, and every bite we feel nourishment of our body. And the third result is bhakti parishanabha viraktir. Viraktir or also kshutapayo. Kshutapayo, we get relief from the what's the meaning of the word kshutapaya? Eradication of hunger, or virakti, also the detachment from material things. So this is three things that we, during our process of our life, we will get this. If we do it properly, you know, if we do it properly, all this process of sadhana bhakti, the natural result will be we will get detachment from material things in our life. That's why it's important to analyze our spiritual life at every step that we are doing, approaching to our goal. So, and another thing, you know, sadhana begins with the shravanam and kirtanam. You know, in the morning, we, as soon as we wake up, what we are doing in the morning, the first thing that we are doing, we take up our japa and we start shravanam and kirtanam, chanting and hearing what we are chanting. Another also most important part of aspect of the sadhana is the smaranam. A result should be of our chanting and hearing is a smaranam. And you know we have this all these nine processes of shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, padnam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivednam, all these nine.
But the third most important thing, if we do it properly, Shravanam and Kirtanam, Smaranam will arise. We will always remember Krishna. At least we should try to clarify our disturbed mind from that all kind of thinking, and we should try to remember Krishna, Smaranam, practice Smaranam. And in order to achieve that, also one important thing that we have to always keep in our mind is we should begin our spiritual practice with the gratitude. Gratitude is also a very important part of the sadhana, you know, because we have to remember that we achieve that. I mean, we get this knowledge and we get this practice by someone else. I mean, a spiritual society, our friends who helps us to progress in our spiritual life. And I heard there is one Srila Prabhupada disciple, his name is Partasarathi Das Goswami. What he does, his spiritual practice in the morning, he remembers and feel gratitude towards at least 2,000 Vaishnavas every morning. He start remembering them and start praying for them, meditating on them, thanking them for being part of his life. So he begins with well, we don't need to, to remember all these 2,000, but at least we can remember some most important personalities in our life. Srila Prabhupada, deities, the friends that we, surrounded us. This will help to progress in our spiritual life. It's a pretty also important part of our sadhana. And now I want to talk about some details of our positive and negative things during our spiritual practices. You know, because our spiritual life is a whole life, and some positive and some negative things will arise during our life. And we must know them, and we must remember them. You know, Katha Upanishad, it is explained that that spiritual path is like a razor's edge. And not, unfortunately, not everyone will achieve in this lifetime the goal of our life. You know, because and in order to understand these obstacles in our life, we have to know them. We have to study all these obstacles. So, you know, and the main obstacles is these six enemies that Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita. You know, this all these obstacles is kama, krodha, loba, mada, matsarya, moha. Already forgot where I put it. Yeah, mada, moha, matsarya. So this is one category of. Let me see. I couldn't find it. I remember I read them. Sorry. Kama, krodha, mada, loba, moha, loba, matsarya. So this is anarthas, this kind of anarthas. Sorry, I just messed up with my notes here. Another thing that we have to have one important aspect in our life is faith. You know, faith is we have faith, and the four type of faith we should have at least. It's divided on four. That the one have to
I have to have faith in a goal. This is the first thing. The second thing, that the goal is achievable. I have a faith. I should have a faith in that, that it's achievable. And I have to have a faith in the path that by which I will achieve that goal. That means faith in sadhana. And the fourth principle is that we have to have faith that I myself can achieve the goal. So this is four parts of the faith. You know, and also there is four principles of four elements of our sadhana, which in Sanskrit called, first we have to understand our adhikar, this number one. The second one, we have to put the proper goal or sadhya in our sadhana. The third thing is spiritual practice itself, the sadhana itself. And the fourth thing is virodha. Virodha means the obstacles on our spiritual life. So during the our life, it will all be, should all we will meet, we will get all this during our practice. So it's like we can, and this all four adhikar, sadhya and sadhana, we can go through with a very important element is a spiritual master or spiritual mentor. There is another comparison or another analogy we can make. Analogy is a GPS. GPS is very, you know, GPS translation is a global positioning system. Global positioning system means that somebody, if you want from point A, if you want to go from point A to point B, you have to first, you know, for example, when you install the Google Maps, first what it will ask, allow me access to your location, right? So that adhikar will be, you have to get permission, access to your spiritual master to understand your adhikar from which you start your journey, adhikar. So this like GPS, and all these four things is also we can compare to GPS. You know, the proper goal that we have to set up. For example, from Alachua to New York City, we have to put proper destination. Or for example, the role of the spiritual master is very important, because we can put their own wrong goal. For example, we want to put like on our GPS like nightclub, but the spiritual master or spiritual mentor will tell you, hey you are not going right. You did not put the right goal. You have to put temple, your destination, instead of nightclub. So this is also a very important part of the spiritual master. He will guide you, like GPS. It will guide us step by step. So, and the sadhana is our practice. So this is our way. We are starting that way. And the virodhas, the obstacles on our way, for example, during the hurricane season or something, we put like in our GPS, we put destination New York, and GPS warn us during your path, it will be flooding warning or bad weather warning. Yeah, so the spiritual master, he always will guide you, like this Google guru. It will guide you to your destination. So the spiritual master also guides you, and he will explain you that there will be some obstacles on your life, but you have to keep doing that. So role of a spiritual master, he will give you inspiration. And this also important part of our spiritual life is determination. We should be determined to go through all these obstacles in our life. Like, you know, in these four things, we also can do some mistakes. For example, in order to, if we do it without spiritual master, we might put wrong adhikar. We might understand wrong adhikar for us. I mean, we might overestimate our adhikar or underestimate our adhikar. So this is a role of a spiritual master. He will understand your adhikar and he will give you the proper sadhana to follow your sadhana. So if you put too high, I mean, if you overestimate your sadhana, overestimate your adhikar, you might think, I'm already pure devotee, I don't need anybody, I know everything, I already read Bhagavad Gita 2 times, it will be enough. So he will not achieve success. But if he underestimate his adhikar, he might put the lower как планка mark, he put a lower mark, and he will be, when he will achieve that mark, he will feel boring. So the spiritual life will be very boring for him. So after some time he will lose taste. This is also one of the mistakes of setting up his understanding his adhikar. And the second thing, putting our goal in our life, we might have four mistakes. The first thing, we might, during our spiritual life, we might forget about our goal. Totally forget why we are doing that. Especially in India, generation after generation, they're doing that and they're forgetting why they're doing. So that's important to always keep in mind the goal, the proper goal. Don't forget about the goal. The second thing is putting wrong destination, like I explained. Wrong destination means instead of the temple, you put nightclub destination. So this also a very common mistakes. The third thing is that the goal is not inspiring us. Not inspiring. Also, I explained, when we put the goal that not inspired, we will get boring after some time in our spiritual practice. And the four mistakes is a too much high goal. Of course, we have to have the higher goal in our mind, but we have to put a realistic goal step by step. But some people put too much high goal and they lose all kind of interest in spiritual practice. The third thing, we already explained, the Patanjali sadhana explained that it should be uninterrupted. Like, you know, I'm not practicing English very much, and I'm many years here living in America, and still my English is very bad. Because I'm not doing it non-stop. I mean, I'm not putting my language to develop my language. I always read and hear in Russian only. So you have to be consistent in your goal. And the fourth thing is mistakes. Mistakes we can have. During our spiritual practices, and of course, the most bad thing about the anarthas is
помоги мне сдерживает наш духовный прогресс.
Slows down our progress, spiritual progress. So it's very important to don't have this. Aparatha also, anarthas is that is within us, and aparatas, I mean within the obstacles within us, and the aparatas is the obstacles outside of us. So this anarthas is within us, aparatas is outside of us.
So we have to watch, keep watching that during the progress of our spiritual practice, anarthas, fighting with that anarthas with the help of a spiritual master. And we know we have all kinds of apparatus, seva apparatus, guru apparatus, and the most important, at least the first three in nama apparatus, I mean the first, the third, and the fourth, we should not offend the sadhus, we should not offend the spiritual master, and we should not offend the spiritual scriptures. Because if we're not observing our spiritual life, we can easily get proud, proud of what we are doing. And we always should keep on track that we are going to not deviating from one's goal, destination. So, okay, so we have a couple more minutes and I will round it up. So also important part of the spiritual practice is the sincerity. Without sincerity, you will not be progressing towards spiritual life. Sincerity is, and simplicity. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explained that simplicity will help a lot in progressing towards our spiritual path. And ultimately, you know, when we are practicing properly our sadhana or sadhana bhakti, ultimately this is this process is joyful. Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita 9.2. When I sit here, I always forget what all these verses. Raja vidya raja guhya pavitram idam uttamam pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukam kartum avyayam. So this process is actually joyful. Krishna, he is not a very angry God that he give us the obstacles and give us more and more obstacles. Actually, this is joyful process, and we can feel actually every step during our sadhana. For example, we wake up every morning and we feel little joy. We have little победа. We have some little victory every day, victory that we conquered our lower self every morning when we wake up. Every morning we chant, we finish our rounds, step by step we're approaching to our goal that we are going to. And we have some joy out of that every day, little by little, step by step, step by step. But ultimately this process is joyful. Susukam kartum avyayam. So Krishna explained, this is a very joyful process. Don't think it's very hard actually if we do it properly. So if we do it properly, we will get all kinds of results, all good results out of that process. The most important thing is do it conscientiously, not mechanically. Thank you very much. That's what I wanted to say today. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Yes, Mother Agatmika.
Thank you, Prabhu. On the topic of faith, I noted the first, second, and fourth. We should have faith in the goal.
No, first, third, and fourth.
But
third.
First, second, and fourth, but I missed the third.
It means Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra.
Faith in Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra.
Faith, let me see. What you're talking about?
Faith in the goal, number one.
Uh-huh, faith in
number
the goal.
Number two, faith that it's achievable.
Uh-huh, okay.
And
faith is achievable. Number three is faith in the sadhana, the power of sadhana, power of sadhana, that this path of sadhana will lead us to the goal. To the goal. Yeah, we have a faith in this sadhana
faith
process.
The power of the sadhana. Okay.
Yeah. And the fourth is that I myself apply to myself personally, because you know, spiritual practice is actually the personal thing for each and everybody. Not like, although we have a general information for sadhana, but actually each sadhana, we explained about the goal. We should set up the goal specifically for me. now from my adhikar.
Yeah. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Anybody else has a yes, Mataji?
Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice class. I have a question about the activities of sadhana. So, from my personal experience, to the degree that I am absorbed in hearing and chanting, to that degree, remembrance comes more naturally later on during the days, etc. And so for me personally, it feels almost like smarnam is not like a step. It's almost like a byproduct rather than like an intentional activity.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of happens based on the other things. But I've also heard that Prabhupada has said it doesn't matter like which activity of devotional service, do any one of these things perfectly, and that's good enough to take you back to Godhead. And so I'm just curious. It's a kind of a compounded question. So like that's one aspect of it. So the second kind of aspect of this question is we are all different, and you made the analogy of like eating food and it being satisfying. And I've always thought of spiritual activities like nutrient-dense foods. And sometimes we have to find the ones that are particularly nourishing for us, and we're all different, and some people really love reading and it feels so enlivening, and others really like to sit in kirtan and it feels very like connecting. And so I'm wondering, like, as we're doing sadhana bhakti, how to honor or navigate doing what we need to do to nourish like chanting, because chanting is the yuga, like the yuga dharma, but like kind of honor our individual, not natures, but like in that moment in our life, because it might change, in that moment, the things that seem to be more like nourishing in that moment. I don't know if that makes sense.
This is your comment, right?
Hmm?
It's a comment.
It's
a comment.
It's common or it's a comment?
No, it's comment or it's a question.
Sorry, it's supposed to be a question. So this is the reality that I'm living in, and I'm just wondering, because I wake up, I chant, I read, and it's very nourishing, and there's kirtan, but I know that I might want to read more than someone else, you know, or I might want to read more than practical service, and I know that doing practical service is almost like the testing ground for like bhakti. And so how do I as an individual navigate doing what's necessary while still kind of like honoring my own propensities in this moment in my life that might change, you know, different than before and different than later?
As far as I understood properly, question, the most important part, the role is the mentor or spiritual master. He will help you navigate wherever you go. I mean, it's very important, actually. Those even whose spiritual master left a planet also must have some senior devotee to guide us all the time. We have to check with them, am I doing... Because, you know, our mind is, you know, it's very difficult to... Because our mind can easily cheat us. If we have a proper enthusiasm and everything, still we have to check with somebody else. I don't know if I properly understood your question. Maybe you can somebody can add something to that question. That's what I've... Yeah.
For one reason, when it's not for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mother Kali Shivrata wants to add something.
Well, it's a question, actually. Well, how do you find that guidance?
How you find that guidance?
Yeah.
Well, we have a society, and we have a... well, each and everyone, we should have some senior devotee who we feel that who inspires us in our spiritual life. If we see someone who inspires us in spiritual life, we should have more association with him. I know, for example, your example, Bhakti Chitra Maharaj left the planet, but still you can find your senior god brothers or who you see who is very strict in his spiritual practice. Yeah, Mother Agatmika, want to add something?
In my case, I used to think we have to find someone in a male body, you know. But then I started thinking, wait, no, Mother Narayani is to me a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Or any one of these ladies that you can easily approach. Yeah, you can WhatsApp them and communicate, and you can, and when they come, you're right there with them.
Yeah.
You know, for the ladies.
Of course, our mind might put so many obstacles. He might see so many faults in others. The mind, don't listen to him. He's not good. Yeah, but you know. Still, we have to analyze. Divyanga Prabhu, want to add something? It's not easy, yeah. It's not easy, but we have to do it.
You said you like to read. What are you reading? I mean, if you're reading Prabhupada's books, that's all you really have to do. And then after you read it, follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I like what you said about the Brahma Muhurta. Prabhupada was given a class in London once, and he said, if you read 1 hour during the Brahma Muhurta, it's equal to reading 5 hours any other time of the day.
Because your mind is clear.
It was 1973 in London, if you want to check it. Mm-hmm. Also, your English is pretty good, Prabhupada.
Thank you.
Nastrovya.
But still, I wanted to say some more poetical language, but my mind is cannot find.
Better just focus on spiritual life. Forget English. It's a ridiculous language anyway. Just focus on Sanskrit. Thank you. Nice classes.
Hare Krishna. All right. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanande. Haribo.